Hi, Sam.
Hey, Paige.
What you doing?
I am, you know, just living. You know, I didn't get eaten by a crocodile or alligator, whatever the fuck is out in New Orleans.
What's the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
I don't know. Do you know?
Yeah. One is, I'll see you later. The other one is, in a while.
I walked into that one. Right into it. But I suppose you do have some valid points there.
Yeah, that's exactly what the difference is. Come on now. Besides alligators and crocodiles, what are we doing?
I am not doing either of those. but I am. But we are recording a podcast.
What's that podcast called?
M-Cubed.
Murder, Mystery, and Mayhem.
Motherfucker. Little announcement. We did change from Podbean to...
Anchor.
Anchor by Spotify. So... We're trying to figure things out, and I think that there was a bit of a lapse in the last episode that was released, so I've got to figure that out. But it'll be fine. Mm-hmm. You'll get all of the no-tech stuff after today, and then we don't have to think about her ever again, unless you see her, and then, but if you do, then just fucking run away.
Throw a potato at her. I don't know, that was the first thing that popped in my head.
Throwing potatoes?
Yes, potato.
Who carries around a single potato?
Hey, they're handy.
I would assume so.
And they hurt.
I also would assume so.
And you wouldn't assume that it was a weapon until you got hit.
That's in the face. True, I guess.
Why are you carrying around a potato? Whack!
Now I need to know if you throw a potato, if you can be sued for damages done by a potato.
Yeah, I mean, you can get arrested for spitting at somebody.
Yeah, but there's a potential for spit to carry, like, bloodborne or diseases. So, like, a potato's a potato.
I want to tell you something really gross.
I don't know if I want to know.
You do want
to
know.
Is this recorded or not recorded?
No, this is going to be recorded. Okay. I don't care. Because we're talking about spit. Anyways, I was watching a TikTok and this dude got chlamydia from the gym because whoever was using like the seats or whatever, they didn't have any underwear on. So... They,
ew,
like, rub their juices on the seats or whatever, and then he's, like, laying on it, or he put, not that he was laying on it, but he, like, put his towel down or something like that, and then he, like, wiped his face with the towel or some shit.
No.
And apparently it got straight in his eye, and he had chlamydia in his eye.
I don't ever want to go to the gym again.
You just gotta clean that shit before we use it, and then after we use it.
Yeah, but that's before and fucking after. Cool.
Yeah, it's fucking gross.
I never thought that before. Why'd you put that in my head?
You were talking about juices, so.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what the fuck we were talking about before this.
Throwing a potato at Smelly Shelly.
Oh. I'm a potato. we can't condone violence. Don't do that. Don't.
What? I fucking condone violence. Hit that, homie.
We can't.
What?
No.
Do it.
I'm off the rails today. This is the last one.
Thank God.
The last one. So if you haven't listened to anything before now, just go back and listen to it. Or don't. Go read the book. Just go read the book. That book is called If You Tell by Greg Olson.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get it on the... Oh... Did I buy that one or did I borrow it on the
Kindle
app?
But you can get it off of Amazon or
I've got it on Kindle at the moment. But it's a good movie. In my head, it's a movie.
Does yeah, because you're hallucinating.
Well, there's that.
Hallucinating at dead trees.
No. When I read things, like, I can imagine them. It's fantastic. Except this book, not the most fantastic thing to imagine. And it fucked me up for a minute. I'm finally out of that, though, so that's nice.
Yeah.
it took a minute. Anyway, so we're at the last bit, and I was going to go through the trial and everything like that, but I misspoke, and it's not the trial. It's more of the short amount of confessions that Dave made and a snippet on their plea deals. So we could all get pissed off about that. Well, then after this, we can talk about our dumbasses in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Which, we had some moments.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
It was.
I'm ready for another trip.
Me too. Let's dig into this so we can finish it and be done.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's do that.
And the last episode, we kind of went over, I believe, Ron's death and Max. And the abuse and torture that Tori had to go through. And then how all three girls kind of came together and went to the police. Well, I know I talked a little bit about Dave's confession and how that went. But whenever the police showed up and took Tori with some children's services, Shelly was freaking out. Like, I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't touch my children. I didn't discipline them. They're so loved. I'm such a loving mother.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Potato face.
So, she's freaking out. Dave's freaking out because he doesn't know, well, he knows, but he doesn't know all the things that he was making, she was making Tori do. Because he wasn't there the majority of the time. Dave decided to go to the police station to figure out what's going on. Because he just doesn't understand. Even though he just helped bury Ron's body. I feel like there's a correlation there, but apparently they were just, that didn't happen.
Right.
Anywho, when he got there, the police officers were like, hey, since you're here, why don't you just sit down and talk with us for a little bit? So they went over a few things, mainly Kathy and how Shelly treats the girls, specifically Tori, because she was the underage child at the time. And He kind of stuck to his guns as far as, you know, Shelly's a great mother. She would never lay a hand on the kids. She wouldn't torture anybody. You know, same old shit. Well, then as it went on, he got a little bit more emotional and things. He's like, can I go to the restroom? And they're like, sure. So they follow him out to the restroom. Before he hits that bathroom door, he's like, Ron's buried in the yard. And he tells them exactly where it is. Where to find Ron's body. And soon after, Shelly is arrested at Max's house. Because, you know, their house was a crime scene. But that was August 8th, 2003. Dave ended up telling the officers while they were searching the property. They had the forensic teams and all of that out. And they had the dogs searching for evidence. He says, and this is a quote from the book, Shane's in the ocean. So he's standing there while all these people are just like frantically trying to find something, some type of evidence to pin on them, because the only thing they have right now is Ron's body and the girls' statements. They do end up finding some photographs of Kathy and things like that, but they don't find any ashes, they don't find any bones, nothing. They don't find anything. But Dave had a couple of stories for Shane's death. The first story he told, he said that he went out to the pole building where Shane was living at the time because he wasn't allowed in the house. Shelly was not going to allow him to leave the property unattended because he had photographs of Kathy that he was planning on showing the police. So Dave says he walks into the pole building, he sees Shane there, and he's got the gun. He's got a gun. And he tells him to give it to him because he's not supposed to be playing the gun. And Shane says no, and Dave tries to wrestle it out of his hands, and then the gun accidentally fires, and it shoots and kills Shane. That's not what happened.
Yeah.
What happened was, after Shelly found out about Shane having the photographs of Kathy and his plans of using it to tell the police, she beat the hell out of Shane, and he stuck to his guns. He's like, I don't have anything. I don't think they ever found it either. But she started hounding Dave. She's like, he's going to tell somebody. He's going to break our family apart. He's the one. So after months of her hounding him, saying, you need to take care of this problem. It's your job to take care of it. Dave does his little robot act where he's given a command and he follows through. He described getting his .22 out of his truck, going to the pole building where Shane was forced to sleep, and he found Shane lying on the floor facing away from the door, and he shot him in the head. Shane didn't even know what was happening. He didn't have a chance to defend himself. He was lying there.
Yeah.
And then Dave goes on to talk about how he went in and he told Shelly what he had done, and Shelly's like, well, why did you do that? After months and months and months of telling him that he has to take care of the problem, specifically kill Shane, why did you do that?
That's so fucking crazy.
Yeah. So he starts second-guessing himself at this point, by the way. But, you know, Shelly did no wrong. But like we were talking about before, there was no actual trial. Both of them pled to lesser things. Shelly was originally charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder in connection with the deaths of Kathy and Ron. And Dave was charged with 1 count of first-degree murder, and there was the unlawful disposal of human remains and rendering criminal assistance. They both took plea deals, and Shelly's was an interesting one. Apparently it's a very rare plea deal to take, and it's called the Alford plea. And essentially, it's a plea of guilty, but still assert your innocence. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a normal plea deal where it'd be like, stipulating to the facts of the case, be like, those are the facts. I'm not going to argue with those facts. They're the facts.
Yeah.
No, this is, I'm pleading guilty, but I'm innocent. Which not only helped Shelly, and it fucking helped her a lot, because she was only sentenced to 22 years in prison. It helped the police department and any other police agency that had any dealings with anything surrounding Kathy or Ron or Shane or Shelly in general. Just all of the things. Had they looked into Kathy's disappearance sooner, Ron could have still been alive. Yeah. And if we tack on what Shelly is potentially responsible for, there's Mac, who absolutely died by her hands.
Yes.
There's no way, in my mind, that was an accidental fall. Especially since the autopsy was like foul play. Even though nothing happened with that one. So the information that we have about Shelly's crimes and what she actually did was because of her children. They didn't want her to get out and manipulate everyone all over again and be in the same situation. They wanted to save as many people as they could.
Right.
But it also kept the police department from having to air their dirty laundry of what they did or didn't do or their negligence in general. Because there was absolutely negligence on that, and I hope that Kathy Loreno's family and Ron's went after them.
Yeah, for sure.
But I digress. Dave pled guilty to second-degree murder of Shane and unlawful disposal of human remains and rendering criminal assistance. It's pretty much just taken the premeditation portion out of it.
Yeah.
He was only sentenced to 15 years.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
For killing his nephew.
That is so crazy.
And he got out after 13.
And again, like, I know she was the one forcing him to do it.
She had a lot of control.
But still, that is a human life. A human life isn't worth more than 13 years. That is bullshit.
It really is. So Dave was sentenced to 15 years. He got out after 13. But I couldn't find an article or anything that stated that he made any type of statement during his sentencing hearing. But he has made statements of, like, having remorse and things like that. And I have the tendency to believe him a little bit more as far as the remorse goes. Only because, had it not been for that influence of Shelly, he wouldn't have taken the life of anybody.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But also, had he just went about and did whatever the hell Shelley wanted, Shane would have been dead a lot sooner. And so would Nikki.
Yeah.
Both of those kids, they were just... It's amazing that Nikki survived.
Yeah.
But again, that's not excusing his behavior in any way. But I do tend to feel a little bit more, I don't know, obliged to take into what he says into account rather than what Shelley says.
Yeah.
And let's piss some people off, because when Shelley was sentenced to 22 years, at her sentencing hearing, she had this to say.
Oh, let's hear it.
It made me so mad. In this jail, and in this courtroom, and in this community, and everywhere else, I'm known as some kind of horrible monster. I'm not. I've made such horrible mistakes, though. Kathy was my friend. She had value, and she had purpose. She would have been there for me. I wasn't there for her a lot. I was not there when Kathy died. Not there for her. I believe I am not guilty of murder, of deliberately causing her death, but a mother is the most responsible for her home environment. She was mistreated in my home, and now she's gone. I'll never get over it, and I don't deserve to.
Potato face. She is a...
The fact that she's there, and she's... pled guilty, even if it's like, I assert my innocence. No remorse.
No, she thinks that she didn't do anything. She is so fucking warped in the head.
So my question is, like, does she honestly believe she didn't do anything because she believes her lies so wholeheartedly? Or should, I don't know what that or is. Like, she's just a terrible fucking person either way.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But she's sitting there pointing a finger at her two older kids is what that last bit was.
Oh yeah.
And that makes me so very angry, because the only time... Because she did make them. She did make them go after Kathy. She did make them torture her as well. Mm-hmm. She made them complicit. So I don't... It just makes me so very angry. Why they let these fucking people talk makes absolutely no sense. If they're going to say shit like this, that they need to have a written statement that is read by the judge. And it has to be approved beforehand. Like, it should not be them just speaking out their ass and trying to say that I didn't kill my friend who would have been there, who was a fucking beautiful soul that should have never died.
You just had a stroke.
I did. Bitch drives me crazy.
Oh yeah, no, I know. That's why I say violence.
Do it. According to the book, the prosecution told the families that they couldn't make the first degree murder stick against Shelley because there was no body.
Wow.
So for Kathy, there was no body. There was no evidence whatsoever that she did anything to her.
Yeah.
For Ron, they had his body. But they could not determine his cause of death because there were so many injuries.
Right.
They determined that someone there had created those injuries, but they couldn't determine who.
Yeah.
It was difficult to determine, so they were just like, you know, this is the best we can get. 22 years. Best they could do.
And she's out right now.
And she's out.
And she still thinks that she's innocent, or says that she's innocent.
Yeah. Yeah, this makes me so angry.
Get me a sack of potatoes and go to Seattle.
I don't know if that's where she's living, actually. When she was in prison awaiting trial, she fucked with her kids some more. So she ended up convincing Sammy that she needed all these extra things, like a robe and books and whatever the fuck else she wanted. Mm-hmm. She made it sound like she was just so pitiful and so... neglected, I guess, is the word.
She is a master manipulator.
And it's just fucking terrible. Tori did end up with, after both of her parents were arrested for murder. And I am amazed at how these women have turned out, because there was so much about their family in the media, and they still somehow managed to have the courage to help get this book out here to prove that their mother is a monster.
Yeah.
So we are finally done with Shelley Notek and her...
stupid ass.
Reign of terror.
Yeah, definitely a reign of terror. She is an awful human being. Mm-hmm. And I hope she rots in hell. All the potatoes.
I hope karma is real.
It's going to be real when I smack her in the face with a sack of potatoes.
I don't care how she is. Somebody's going to go up to her and smack her upside the head with some potatoes, and they're going to be like, fucking Paige said she would do it.
And it was me, bitch!
You better hope it's while you're at work.
I got a doppelganger.
Oh, shit. But anyway, so there's that.
That was awful. This whole series has been awful again.
Yes.
It's Willie Picton all over again.
Yes. Speaking of Willie Picton, we will be digging back into the Missing Women's Task Force. I've got one episode ready to go. We've been struggling.
We have been struggling. It has been a real struggle. But now the sunshine is out again, and we're getting our vitamin D, and we're feeling a whole lot less depressy.
Yeah. Still stressy.
But less depressy.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can get some shit done.
That needs to be our next slogan.
Less depressy, but still stressy.
It's our whole vibe.
We definitely need a dumbass episode after this.
Yeah.
Dumbassery!
Yeah. For our little less being angry and dumbassery portion here,
mm-hmm.
We went on a trip to New Orleans.
It was so much fun.
It was. It's really funny. Everybody's like, oh, how'd you like it? And it always leads to, how was Bourbon Street?
Bourbon Street was crazy. It was Broadway on fucking steroids. It was insane.
So this is my telling of it. Bourbon is like a frat party on steroids.
Yeah.
And it smells a whole lot like piss.
Yeah, it does.
And some other mystery fluids. Oh, yeah. It's not really a mystery. But
there was shit on the sidewalk.
Yeah. The
piss, puke. I mean, there was everything.
But apparently, Frenchman Street is
where it's at.
Where it's at, with the live music and everything.
Yeah, that was cool. Definitely the jazz was there.
Yes. But anyway, so we went exploring. We went to the Museum of Death there.
Holy fuck. If you are squeamish, do not fucking go there. It was insane, but my favorite part were the limericks.
Yes.
That was so
cool.
They won't
let you take pictures inside.
No, you can't take
pictures.
Which
makes sense. I mean, it's a museum, whatever. Like, yeah. You need to get people to come, but.
But they have limericks of different serial killers, yeah. And it was crazy. I was trying to memorize them in my head, but I could not.
Oh, it's so fucking funny.
It was. So, if you're ever in NOLA, go to the Museum of Death. If you're not squeamish. If you're squeamish, don't go. Because I've seen brains, seen guts, we've seen.
It starts out real, like, innocent, almost cheesy.
I don't know about innocent because there's like
a human
getting eaten by a crocodile. I mean, they're bones, but still.
They're just, okay.
There's a lot of bones everywhere.
There are. But like, okay, so it's not innocent, but like cheesy. Like, oh, it's a Museum of Death. There's a crocodile that's eating a human.
And then you get to the brain. Her skin is peeled off of her face. Her skin is hanging on her face. Her head skin is hanging on her face with her brain exposed.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
So there's that. They had a lot of memorabilia from serial killers.
Yeah. Charles Manson.
So much of Charles Manson. Fucking photos of...
crime scenes.
Crime scenes.
Oh, there's a baby section too. I didn't like that section.
Yeah, no, I skipped that altogether. But there's crime scene photos there, mm-hmm. Where, like, there was a person that was mowed, like, a lawnmower.
Oh, yeah.
Took out their head.
There was one, too, in the theater room. What did it say? The things we do for love?
Oh, yeah.
And his head was, like, blown off or something? Yeah. Yeah, you get to see that.
It was a bit fucked up.
It was fucked up.
There was so many.
I was like, Sam, what the fuck? Where did you bring me? Like, the serial killer part was so fucking cool, and then it's just like...
By cool, it was the serial killer limericks and some letters.
Oh, yeah, there was a bunch
of
letters.
That portion there was fine.
Oh, and they had What's-Her-Face.
If it was just that, it would be fine.
Oh, yeah. They had What's-Her-Face's underwear. I can't think of her name.
Eileen.
Yes, Eileen's underwear.
Yeah. Which, again.
They had Dorothy's. What did they have of Dorothy's? Dorothea's.
Dorothea.
I can't say her last name.
Puente? I don't know. They know who we're talking about.
They had memorabilia. Uh-huh. Is it called memorabilia? Is that what you call it?
I'm going to call it that.
Okay, they had stuff from her.
What else would you call it?
I don't know.
Murderabilia.
Fuck it. There you go.
I don't know, but there was all sorts of crazy shit.
There was.
They did have the psychologicals on a couple of...
Yeah.
There was a couple.
They had some letters from Jeffrey Dahmer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had a lot of shit.
Dumbass. He liked to hear himself talk, even in letter form.
Yeah. that was, yeah, I would recommend, as long as you're not squeamish, or you can just skip that part.
Yeah. Anytime you see photos, probably just...
Do not look.
You about to pass it up, but just...
I'm usually not a squeamish person, but whenever you see someone...
I was not expecting it.
No.
Like, the one victim, I don't even remember which serial killer, because I was just shocked. Like, the one victim that had the bag over her head, and she was naked.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they had the pictures of Sharon Tate.
Mm-hmm.
And all her stab wounds.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
You could see the stab wounds.
Very fucked up.
There was a lot of stab wounds.
But anyway, so there's that.
we could probably go on and on about that museum. It was crazy.
And that's not even a portion of it. Like, it's not a huge place, but there's so much packed in to the area.
Yeah.
But, okay, so, on the way, we went and explored, what was that one street?
Which one?
The one, the big one.
Oh, Canal.
Canal, yeah.
Anal. Anal.
You're gonna have to post that picture.
Not of my anus, guys. Come on now.
No. Okay, so it's really cool, though, because, here in Tennessee, we have the street signs that are just fucking on the poles, and like it tells you what the street is. But, you know, our redneck asses also steal them, so half the time you don't know where the fuck you are.
Hell no.
So... I thought it was really neat that they had the names of the street, like, on the sidewalk.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But anyway, so they had Canal there, and, you know, if you cover up the seat, it's anal. anyway, so, we checked out Canal, and we were walking on Bourbon on the way back to the hotel, and as we're walking... There's this really loud music, and I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. And I'm walking, and we speed up a little bit, and...
Wasn't it like a fucking Luke Bryan song or something?
It was a country song, yeah. I don't know who the fuck it was.
I can't remember either.
I don't know. So, we speed up a little bit. It, like, fades off into the distance. I'm like, sweet, we got away from it. Then we get stuck behind some people that just, like, popped out in front of us for no fucking reason and just started going real slow. And then it started coming back up, and I'm like, do they have some fucking speakers around here? And it's just, like, following us. Like, what the fuck?
It was like we had our own background music, our own theme music or some shit.
So we take off walking again, and it's faster, and the music kind of draws back a little bit. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Well, again, we get stuck behind some slow-ass people, and it gets louder and louder. And I'm like, Paige, I'm going to have to see where this fucking is coming from. So I turn around, and when I do, I see Darth Vader.
Not just any Darth Vader, though.
pulling a wagon. With very purposeful strides.
It was a New Orleans Saints Darth Vader, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he had the cape on, he had the whole getup. It was the funniest thing, and he was walking, and I mean with purpose. He knew exactly where he wanted to go, and he was not going to let anybody slow him down. He was in the middle of the road pulling... a wagon that had a big-ass speaker on it that was just loud as fuck.
Yeah, it was. It was loud as fuck. And he just played the same song over and over and over and over. He never switched it.
Nope.
It was the same fucking song.
And when he finally stopped,
he found his place on Bourbon Street.
He took his little helmet off and he didn't dance or anything. He was just there with the music.
Yep. With the song.
The one song.
And over. And yeah. over. And I'm like, bro, we're gonna have to change the song.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was the funniest shit because I was like, oh, what the hell?
Who's following us?
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. And then we went to the Museum of Voodoo. That was a little crazy.
That was an interesting one. It was also very small.
Yeah, that one was very small. And at the end, you have to, like, give your offering.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I got cursed. Because I had a dream that all my teeth fell out. And that means you got hexed.
No, or you're...
Why would I have a dream, Rain? I've never had a dream before.
A lot of stressy.
No, I've never had a dream before. And
you're thinking about voodoo, so then your brain goes... You're hexed.
I didn't know that. I had no idea that that's what that means. And I had a dream of all my teeth falling out. Never heard
but that
before.
But that's not all that happened.
What? About the demon?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I had a freaking demon. I had a dang night terror. And the demon is like, looks like fucking Slenderman or some shit. Except for his hands are like drawn up like this. Like
G-Rex
a little
style?
Fucking, yeah. And, but it's like sloth fingers.
Oh, that's long and...
Yeah, sloth fingers. And he's just sitting there, eyeballing me. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then all of a sudden, it's like fucking... What's that movie, The Grudge?
Was yeah.
It? And I'm like, ah! you're gonna have to listen to that later.
Yeah, I am.
But yeah, and I was like sitting there paralyzed. So yeah, I was fucking cursed. At New Orleans.
Yeah.
It's because we didn't take that monk's, was he a monk?
Yeah, probably supposed to be one.
We didn't take his,
bracelet and pay him $20 after he put it on your wrist, like, here's a gift. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, no, you need to pay.
Yep. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, between them and the people that were giving out beads, I got real good at just going, no.
I mean, they're used to being told no.
I don't know, that one monk guy.
He was pissed.
I know,
he cursed me because of it.
Probably. He put a little beaded bracelet onto my mom's wrist, and she's like, oh, thank you, because she thought that it was a gift. And then he pulls out his little book that's like $20 donation, and people sign beside it. And she's like, oh, no, no. And so she took it off and handed it back to him. She's like, he got really mad at me. Yeah.
That's what they do.
And so she was just, anytime that he came back through, she was like, no. She was very forceful.
Negative. And then we did a ghost tour.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Yes. We got to meet Tracy from California.
Yeah, she was funny.
She was hilarious.
So they gave us the, what are they called? The sticks.
Spooky sticks.
Spooky sticks? I don't think that's the term for it.
Like the dowsing rods or whatever.
There we go,
Brian
yeah.
calls them spooky sticks.
Spooky
it
sticks,
makes
okay.
the story much funnier.
So she was able to use the spooky sticks. And she didn't know what to ask at first. She was like, what do I ask a ghost?
She was so funny, though.
She was all about
so
it.
So funny.
And then she finally asked the ghost a joke.
Well, she said, do you want to hear a joke? And, you know, when the answer is yes, they cross. Well, yeah. It crossed.
So she told the ghostie a joke.
Yeah, and the joke was, why do gorillas have such large nostrils? Because they have large fingers. So we're all dying. She said, was that a funny joke? And it crossed. But the guy that we had, his name was Raffle.
Yeah, he was not paying attention to us.
He was not. And he heard her say, he heard her say the first part of the joke. He's like, that's not how this is used. And we all bust out laughing because...
He don't know what we're talking about.
Oh, no, but it was perfect.
He left some of his spooky sticks, too.
He did, and I picked up one, and... gave it back. And the guy that I handed it to, because I was kind of toward the back, he's like, what, did the other one fall to the ground too? And I looked at him, I was like, yeah.
So, one thing that I learned that I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
Was how the tombs work in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I've been telling everybody about it at work.
Because it's really fucking cool.
That's crazy. I would not want to do that.
Why not?
I would not want to be in a bowl with my family for the rest of my life, no.
I mean, it doesn't really matter because you're, like,
dead. Oh, it matters.
Like, dead, dead.
No, it matters.
Just ash.
Which also, I think it's crazy during Katrina that, like, there was just, you know, shit everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Bones, bodies.
Just everywhere. And they don't even know where any, like, you don't even know if you've got the right family members in mm-hmm. the right bowls.
So imagine being placed in the family that you hate the most.
That would be funny.
Their bowl. Their salad bowls, how Raph will put it. But
yeah, the salad bowls. But yeah, I think that's crazy. So they, someone dies.
Yes.
They do the tomb. They make the tomb. Mm-hmm. They put the body in there.
Without being embalmed.
Without being embalmed. Mm-hmm. And then when the next person dies, they have to wait 1 year and 1 day mm-hmm. to reopen the tomb. And once they do reopen that tomb, they just shove your body all the way back and it falls into the cavoo. Mm-hmm. The salad bowl.
The salad bowl.
And then they put the next body in.
Yep.
And then it just happens over and over again until yep. you've got a big old cavoo filled.
Yeah, but as time goes on, the people that are already in the little salad bowl.
Oh, yeah, it's like cremation.
They're just ash and dust. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it just kind of disintegrates as it goes.
And they're all mixed together.
Yes, they are.
That's just weird.
But if someone dies in the middle of that 1 year and 1 day, they do not open the tomb. They put them in a
rented spot.
Rented spot. A rented oven, I think, is what they refer to yeah. it as.
Yeah.
And that one cannot be open for until 1 year and 1 day is up, and then you can move the body.
Right. And they do 1 year and 1 day. The day is so you don't open it. I mean, it's kind of superstitious because mm-hmm. you don't want to open it the day a year. The yearly anniversary is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just thought that was so interesting.
Yeah.
But there's no telling where people's bones and ashes are after Katrina.
Yeah.
They are probably not where they're supposed to be. And he said that they're still finding body parts, mm-hmm. which is crazy.
Yeah. Well, that, we went to the Katrina Memorial,
mm-hmm.
And then he led us to the back, and it's currently fenced off, because of the school there.
The university, yeah.
Yeah, the universities blocked it off because they kept finding bones in the right. ground.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they kind of explained it was, if you bury something in New Orleans, it's not staying buried.
Mm-mm.
It is just going to get pushed up because of
it's
the
just
water
too wet. Yeah.
That is there. But we went to a couple of different cemeteries, and I thought it was interesting that, so we went to, I forget, the St. Louis two or something like that. I don't remember. And all around there's like these huge angels all over the fucking place.
Yeah, statues.
Like, yeah, you can't look anywhere without seeing an angel. And then we went to
the Masons
one, and there wasn't an angel in sight.
Yeah, no, you didn't really see any angels. There was a cross on
there,
one
plenty
of
crosses.
Yeah, but I didn't
there
see
was
any angels.
No angels, unless you go all Doctor Who and you know they warped somewhere else for a bit and they're back now, but after
yeah.
watching that episode, angel statues are creepy as fuck.
As I say, I've never seen Doctor Who, so
they're
know.
Creepy as fuck anyway, but with that added little
it's
bit,
just a little cherub. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So now we know angel statues, we know chicken feet. Just adding to the list.
Walking over holes.
Oh, yeah,
like
she is like the grates, man. And there's grates everywhere there.
Yeah. And the ground just, like, reached up and grabbed my foot multiple times.
Multiple times. that ground. Just wanted your ankle.
No, but seriously, though, like, some of the streets had, like, brick pieces or, I don't know, stones for the sidewalk. And so I guess it shifted enough that it was uneven. So
oh, yeah.
I nearly busted my ass so many times.
And then the French market was fun.
Yeah, it was.
And then we did a thing. So we were drinking a little bit.
A wee bit.
A wee bit. And we went and got some tattoos. Sam got a really awesome dinosaur tattoo.
I got a little Rexy on my ankle.
Sam's mom got a really pretty tattoo.
Yep.
And Paige got to roll a dice and somebody else picked my tattoo.
Okay, but seriously though, I didn't realize what Paige was doing.
I didn't realize what I was doing either. But I rolled that die.
They had a book that had 100 random
pictures,
and not all of them were something that Paige would typically choose for herself.
Probably none of them, to be honest.
Okay, well, you could pay a certain amount and roll the die.
Cheap, actually.
100-sided die. You could roll it, and then whatever number you get, you get. Or you can roll one extra time and
get something else.
Get something else.
And you get to pick between the two. So the first time I roll, I get this fucking eagle. It was the weirdest fucking eagle I've ever seen in my life.
It was a derpy eagle.
It was a derpy eagle, and it had hands.
It did have hands.
Like, why did it have hands? I was like, I'm not putting that eagle. I mean, I was drinking, but I wasn't that drunk. I was like, that derpy eagle is not going on my body. So then I rolled again.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a cow skull.
It actually looks a lot better than the drawn picture.
Yeah, yeah, because he, you know, shaded it and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. That was my souvenir. Fucking cow skull.
It was so good.
Oh, listen, and then our tattoo artist. Lord. We think that he might have had Tourette's. So he did awesome. Like, he did so good. The worst part, honestly, was at the very beginning, he put the stencil on my leg first.
That's the worst part.
No, I swear. He put my stencil on first, and then it wasn't centered correctly. So then he tries to wipe it off, but he's kind of twitchy. So whenever he went down, he went like, and like fucking wiped it so damn hard. I was like, shit. It's like, you're going to take my skin off before you even freaking tattoo it.
See, I thought the worst part was, like, I was laying there awkwardly on the table with my left foot down.
Yeah, she got in a...
It's an awkward spot, and it did not feel great, but it was fine.
Yeah, it's on your fucking foot.
But you know how, like, the ball of your, like, the ball of your foot, like, sticks out of it, and so, like, he would just smack down, and then he would jerk down, and my entire body would shift with it.
Yes, he did do that. Like.
And then he was like, oh yeah, after he was done, he's like, this is probably not going to stay very well.
Yeah, that was great. I was like, awesome.
I was like, okay. I don't think he expected that response from me.
Probably not.
I was just like, alright, that's fine.
Yeah, like, he did hit the lawn work is awesome. And then when he started shading, he just slammed that fucking needle in there and jerked down. And I'm like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus. But it really wasn't that bad. Just whenever he would slam down and jerk, that's the only part that really hurt.
Yeah. And then Mom got the one guy. They had a whole ass conversation.
Listen, they were. I thought it was love, but he had a girlfriend.
Yep.
But yeah, like, he was so chill.
Yeah, he was. It was funny. It was a good time.
Yeah, he was picking on her. I just thought that was so fucking funny. She was like, you would, you ass. I was like, it's hilarious.
It was a bunch of dad joke type things, though, so it wasn't, like, being mean.
No, he was just doing dad jokes.
Yeah, it was good. It was good stuff.
It was funny.
That was our fun experience in New Orleans. Oh, so, Café du Monde. Has amazing beignets, but don't go to the fucking one that's in the French Quarter.
God.
Don't do it. Go to the City Park. Yeah. They have a little cafe out there. You can stand in line for 15 minutes, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the line in the French Quarter is like 2 hours long at least.
At least.
Yeah.
It was fucking nuts.
So we ended up getting our beignets, but if it was just in the French Quarter, we wouldn't have done it.
No. Hell no.
I wouldn't have sat in line.
There's no way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else?
I don't think so.
I don't know. We'll probably come up with some random shit to talk about. But it was a good time. We were there for like 4 days.
We were. It was fun.
Yeah.
Well, I wish we would have stayed longer.
For real.
I can't wait till the next trip.
Mm-hmm. Where are we going?
I don't know. Are we still going to Orlando?
I would like to. Yes.
I just won't be able to go Friday, but I can go Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
But you can go Friday, and then I can meet you down there Saturday.
I'll be in my new job at that point.
Yeah. So we can do, like, Friday night flights.
Yeah. Then we'll get in a little bit. Anyway, so there's that. Yeah. So if you'd like to talk to us about random shit, you can do so by going to any of the social media and talk to us there. We're on
Twitter,
Instagram, and Facebook. And we're also on the Tiki Talkie, as long as that sticks around for a bit, I guess. I don't know.
It's not going anywhere.
Probably not, but it's really funny that it's talked about so much right now. But mostly because all of the people in Congress that are talking about it are like, well, my feed is nothing but underage
children. I know!
I'm like, dude, you know that's what you interact with, right?
Yes.
You are outing yourself so right funny. Fucking now.
Yeah.
So, like, there's that. So if anybody in Congress happens to hear this little snippet, don't be a perv. And you won't have that issue.
No, they're pervs. They're all pervs.
I was dying laughing because I saw a little snippet of the little interrogation, essentially.
Right.
And he was like, so you're telling me that you don't use the camera to see if the person's eyes are dilated? He's like, no. The only thing that we use a camera for, and it's only during this period of time, is when you're using a filter so that we know where your eyes are so it situates properly.
Apparently Facebook does that.
What? Facebook shows if your eyes are dilated? Mm-hmm. No, that's not surprising.
And they took it off their website. Like, it had it on there or some shit like that. Meta had it on there.
Of course it did.
And then whenever that came out, apparently they took it off or some shit like that.
That is so funny. No, we're fucking spied on all the time.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's no, like...
100%.
Alexa's... The amount of time that I'm scrolling through TikTok while I'm sitting on the toilet, like, they get a show.
Oh, yeah. I sit there and scroll TikTok while I'm in the shower. So I will be washing my hair and I'll just keep scrolling. Like, they see it all, and I don't give a shit. My FBI guy is probably like, what the fuck is she doing with her life?
You're probably right. We're on so many watch lists.
Oh, 100%.
It's fine, though. We got way off topic here.
Yeah, we did.
Anyway.
We were doing the outro. God dang.
It's been a minute. It's
we fun. Have an email, guys.
We do. You want to do it or me?
It's m3truecrimepod@gmail.com.
Good job.
I still know it.
You can go to the link in our show notes below, and that is our link tree that gets you to
all the things.
To listen to us, suggestions, and all that jazz. It's all open thing. It's not like a yes or no or a small portion. You can like write an entire fucking paragraph if you need to. Tell us some shit.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.